Hoosier humor hits the magazine rack on this moment of Indiana history. The New Yorker magazine columnist Emily Kimbrough once recalled a childhood that was happy in great part because it was spent in a little town where I was not a stranger to anyone. Kimbrough was born to a wealthy family in Muncie, Indiana. The discovery of a massive oil field in Delaware County created heavy industry. Emily's grandfather Charles founded the Indiana Bridge Company in 1886, building a home in Muncie's East End, where Emily lived until age 12. Educated at Bryn Mawr and the Sorbonne, Kimbrough worked as an editor of the Marshall Field's in-house magazine before proceeding to New York, where she rose to managing editor of the Ladies' Home Journal. After marrying and raising twin daughters, Kimbrough and actress Cornelia Otis Skinner produced a memoir of their post-college European tour. The resulting bestseller, Our Hearts Were Young and Gay, came out in 1943 and was made into a movie the next year. Kimbrough's popularity grew on the lecture circuit. She recounted her misadventures on trains and at women's clubs in humorous columns in The New Yorker, in which she frequently referred to her Muncie roots. The Emily Kimbrough Local Historic District was recognized in Muncie's East End in 2007. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.